Most child care providers in Pennsylvania were closed under state order last month. But providers that operate out of their homes are permitted to stay open. As Keystone Crossroads' Miles Bryan reports, that's forced them to make a difficult choice: lose income or potentially expose their families to coronavirus.
Latanta Godbolt runs Small Wonders Family Child Care out of her two-story row home in North Philadelphia. A few weeks ago, she was confronted with a choice she didn't think she should have to make: whether she should stay open during the pandemic.
My son is asthmatic. I'm asthmatic. So we're really at risk. And the state is giving us, you know, the choice. You decide. So it's really uncomfortable position to be in.
Ultimately, Godbolt decided she would stay open, but just for a few of the dozen or so kids she usually sees in a day. Those children's parents are still going to work. The kids have nowhere else to go. Plus, Godbolt says the cash is helping her family of six stay afloat. Every day she cleans more, wipes down more, but still she worries. There's no room for error.
If something goes wrong and we are all exposed, we can't shut down for 14 days and air it out. We're all stuck here and have to deal with those consequences.
That difficult calculus has been repeated all across the state these last few weeks. About a fifth of Pennsylvania's roughly 7,000 licensed child care providers are based out of a home. In-home providers generally care for only half a dozen kids at a time and are usually cheaper and have more flexible hours than commercial child care. But while the state ordered those child care centers closed and then allowed them to apply for a waiver to reopen, in-home providers were left to make that call themselves. Donna Cooper thinks that was a mistake.
It's the government's role to really make those hard decisions.
Cooper is the executive director of the advocacy group Public Citizens for Children and Youth.
The family-based child care providers, like, they have the least access to support. They don't have three staff that can read all these government documents. They don't have somebody they can turn to. So the people with the least support need the greatest bright line guidance to help them.
State officials issued health recommendations for child care providers still open, urging them to limit toy sharing and keep kids 6 feet apart. Pennsylvania Child Care Association Executive Director Diane Barber said providers operating in a house just aren't equipped for that kind of social distance.
Just in terms of physicality, how do you do that?
Health concerns are why Denise Cressman made the agonizing decision to shut down her daycare in Montour County last month. She's run it out of her home in Danville for 30 years.
My husband is 69 years old. He is stage 4 COPD and end-stage emphysema, so this disease could be a death sentence for him.
Cressman misses the six rowdy little boys she usually cares for, and she's also freaked out about her finances. She and her husband have the mortgage paid off, but that still leaves the monthly car loan, utilities, and other expenses. She calculates how much money she's lost on an old-fashioned Casio calculator.
So in a month, I've lost $3,700.
Cressman has been trying to apply for unemployment benefits. She should get them. The new federal stimulus package expands unemployment to self-employed people like Cressman for the first time. But as of Monday, Pennsylvania had not yet released its special application form for self-employed people. Now, Cressman says she's considering another option: retirement.
I'm going to have to weigh, do I just collect Social Security, or do I put forth the additional effort to get through this and can open back up for, you know, the kids and families that are depending on me? But we honestly don't know.
Roughly two-thirds of residential child care providers are closed right now. Advocates say that without more support, some will never reopen. For Keystone Crossroads, I'm Miles Bryan.